Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Other countries.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
I mean, even Rwanda now has a stock market and we have some exposure to it, limited. But by and large, Nigeria is probably the one country that you can't ignore when you look at Africa. Again, it's a numbers game. It's got 170 million people. It's got about $300 billion of GDP, starting off a low base. And the consumer story is extremely exciting there and across a number of African countries because of the billion consumer that you can tap into. If you talk to companies like Unilever, Diageo, Nestle, L'Oreal, they've all been investing hundreds of millions of dollars to tap into the consumer space. And that's just over the last 3 to 5 years, actually.
Okay. Now, we know from elsewhere that rapid economic growth doesn't always translate into bumper returns for shareholders. How confident can we be if we invest in Africa funds or shares with exposure to Africa that we're going to make good money?
Well, there's a lot of debate about this because there's a lot of empirical studies that don't show much of a correlation between economic growth and